praise the Lord for this beautiful day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad therein. Thank you for tuning in for our teaching today. And we want to pray and get right to the teaching. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, we come to you and ask you for your anointing for this teaching today. God, send your sweet spirit. Touch my lips, touch my mind, touch all that within me that I might pour out your word to your people. And God, that those that might receive it be of a open mind and of a willing spirit. And God, that they might take the word of God and take it with joy, and it might multiply in them and cause great things to happen in their lives. Grant these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today I want to teach on the thought, in all things give thanks. In all things give thanks. Now, the word of God says in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and in verse 20, give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hear the word of God. Paul to the Ephesians declareth that we are to give thanks in all things. Then in Colossians, in the 3rd chapter, verse 15 through verse 17, and above all these things put on charity, which is the bonds of perfectionists, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Then it goes on in verse 17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. There again, the writer describes that we are to be thankful and we are to give thanks unto the Lord. This is the purpose wherein we are here, is to give praise unto God, the one that has saved us, the one that has brought us in to this marvelous light, out of darkness into grace, into light. And we are to praise him and to glorify his name. Now we're going to go to Psalms 100. And all of it is just five verses. Let's go with all of it today. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are the people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and mercy is everlasting. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Notice back up there in verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We're to come into his house being thankful. We come to praise him. We come to worship him. Not just a bag of God. Not just to whine and cry and tell him all the things that ain't happening right. But to tell him that he's God and he's got the situation in control and he's going to move and work for you. And while we're in the book of Psalms, let's ease over just a few more chapters to Psalms 103. And this is one of just a favorite scripture to me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, and healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, and crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed as the eagles. And thank God that God will keep his word, and he will renew our strength. And you know, an eagle, the story of the eagle, how that when they come to the point that they no longer able to do the things they feel they need to, they go and hide and perch themselves and beat their beak off against the rocks, and then take their claws and push them against the rock and beat them till they break them all out from the socket. And then they sit there and they take their wings and they beat the feathers off the wings so nothing but a nub. And they sit there helpless until they wait until a new beak grows and new claws and new wings. And that's how the eagle has all of its strength and all of its ability. It has a renewing process. And we in God, if we will learn that and realize that we can be renewed in the Lord, and we will renew our strength, and God will renew us, and we can be victorious. Now we want to go back to the New Testament and Paul's writings in Philippians in the 4th chapter, picking up in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand, and be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of the God which passeth all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever thing is true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. If we keep our mind on this and we look for the good in every situation, the Bible says all things work together for the good. Them love the Lord and called according to his purpose. And if we look for that good, we can find that good. Don't dwell on the negative that causes you to grumble and complain, but dwell on the positive that causes you to give thanks and praise to God. Now looking back to Psalms, in Psalms 95, and start out in verse 1. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Notice that word, thanksgiving. Let's come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Verse 9 states, when your fathers tempted me, provoked me, and saw my work. They felt the wrath of God that was turned upon them because they were a murmuring people. If you can remember in the study of the Old Testament and those that was there in the wilderness and those that was at the Red Sea, they murmured at the Red Sea. You know, Lord, have you brought us out here just for us to drown? We'd been better off starved dead down in Egypt. And just continuously murmuring and grumbling. And they were not a thankful people. And you see what happened to them. They provoked God and his wrath fell upon them. Let's be of a heart to thank God and to give praise and give honor to him and to magnify his name. Then in Psalms 26 and 7, that I may publish the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all of his wondrous works. Do think of all the wondrous works of God. He made this earth and all that's in it. He created and fulfilled everything he said. He's been faithful in creation, faithful in redemption, and he will be faithful in the restoration of all things. Now we want to go to Psalms, in Psalms 50, and we want to go and look in Psalms 50. We are going to be looking in verse 14 and verse 15 of Psalms 50. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. We get a lot more with God if we give praise to him. The Bible said, you know, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. There's that word delight. And then we find that Job made the statement to say that he would decree a thing, and he would delight himself in the Lord and decree a thing and see it established unto him. When we come in praising God and we're of a mind to praise and to glorify God, then we please God. And when we please God, we see the hand of God move in our behalf. Psalms 116 and verse 17. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of praise and will call upon the name of the Lord. We must give a sacrifice of praise. There are times we don't feel like praising God. There was a meaning in the Old Testament, and they had a direct sacrifice of praise. But in the New Testament, the daily sacrifice has been tucked away because the blood of Calvary, the blood of Jesus has been shed. But a lot of times we may not just not feel like praising God, but praise him anyway. Glorify his name and magnify him and give praise unto him. Then in 2 Corinthians in chapter 9 and verse 15, thanks be unto God for all of his unspeakable gifts. I'm going to tell you something. It's more than words can explain this marvelous grace. It's more than anything we can ever think about, and more than we can comprehend. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, neither in the heart of man what God's got in store for them. I'm telling you, this is unspeakable gift of grace and marvelous grace that God is so richly given unto us. Then I want to look in Romans, back in the New Testament, and I'm going into Romans. And in the first chapter and in verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but become vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts was darkened. Verse 22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. The key word is thankful. I'm going to tell you something. There's a people in the world that's got in trouble. They knew God. They knew about God. They weren't thankful for that unspeakable gift wherein they give them. They weren't thankful for grace. And God reached the point that he actually turned them over. The Bible said to a reprobate mind and let them believe a lie and be damned. Let's don't get to that place. Let's don't get to be a chronic grumbler and complainer to the point that we're no longer thankful of his unspeakable gift. And then in Revelations in chapter 7 and verse 12, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. We will hear the angels. We will hear that angelic host cry, holy, holy unto his name. And the thanksgiving that we'll give to him, for he has brought us out and saved us by his marvelous grace. So today I leave with you, we need to be a thankful people. We need to enter into his gates and courts with thanksgiving and praise. And we need to give honor to the Lord, and we need to thank him for that unspeakable gift of grace, marvelous, wondrous grace that he's given us. Let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for the opportunity to come to you in the name of the Lord and ask for you to bless and move for your people. Save to the uttermost is our prayer. If there's a backslider out there, let them find their way home. If there's one that's discouraged, let them use the scripture and the power of the words of this teaching today to encourage them to praise and magnify and glorify your name. Grant it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.